Fighters, before we get going today, I want to let you know that we have a kick-ass Contractor Sales Academy event happening down in Miramar Beach, Florida, Destin, Florida, right around there at the Hilton Sandestin Beach Golf Resort and Spa, April 28th through 30th. I want to invite you to come check it out. We're going to be digging in how to be a better marketer, of course, be a better salesperson, be a better leader. There's too much to tell you right now. So I'm just going to tell you, go to the link. My whole team's going to be there. Marcus Sheridan's going to be there as one of the top marketing and sales and leadership trainers on the planet, who's also a contractor. Great networking, all that other stuff. So go to contractorsalesacademy.com/next-level-2021, or just go to the show notes and touch the link and grab your ticket and come hang out with me in Florida at the end of April. All right, so before we dig into this interview here today, I want to tell you a little bit about Ryan Chance. He is the founder of Sumo Quote, and they are kind of setting some things on fire in the contracting world with the whole proposal and estimate producing industry there, really helping you set yourself apart, not look like a schmuck in a truck, but instead looking like a real business who can actually add some value to people through your proposals and stuff like that before they even hire you. They'll know the value that they're getting. So Ryan and I dig into that, guys, and he's just not a tech guy. He's a guy that started his career laying shingles on a roof. Make a long story short, he became a partner in Epic Roofing up in Calgary, up in Canada. I think it's in Alberta. And this past year, they did like $35 million in sales. So here's a guy who knows what it's like to run a business, knows what it's like to scale a business. And his product that they built themselves, Sumo Quote, they built it for themselves. After 1 year of using it, their close rate went up from like 27% to like 44%. And that was the only thing they changed in their business. And it put several million dollars into their pockets. So Ryan's a really good guy. So I encourage you to hit the show notes and check out Sumo Quote after you listen to this interview. You guys rock. And I will see you on the inside. Ryan, what's going on today, buddy?
Tom, great to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know this has been a long time coming. We had exchanged some messages probably a year or so ago. And then you've kind of been one of those people that's in my parking lot of my brain, if that makes sense, where, you know, it's not just in my brain. I have it on a piece of paper, but of people I just want to talk with and get on the show and learn more about. And, finally made it happen. I'm sorry it took so damn long.
No, it's great. You're a popular guy. I mean, launching TV shows and everything. Congratulations on that, by the way. That's a big deal.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's a lot of fun with that. So, well, you're kind of pretty damn special yourself. I mean, you're an owner in a Epic Roofing company. You see what I did there?
I did. I like that. Because
that's the name of it for those that don't know. And what's that, up in Calgary?
That's right. Calgary, okay. Alberta, Canada.
There you go. And so you've been banging that out for a while. So you're a contractor who's been in the trenches. I know from past interviews I've heard you on that you actually started by throwing shingles on roofs. So you're not just some, you know, dude who bought a company or some technology guy like you are now, but you actually started in the trenches. You know what it's like to be out in the field on those really hot days or those really cold and wet days, and, you know, working your ass off out there. So how long ago was that you were actually on a roof?
Well, I try and get on and help shingle a roof every year. So I've always, of course, in the trades, we've always got friends that need a hand, right? Hey, buddy, can you help me out? So I try and get on, you know, and shingle a roof, do a re-roof at least every year. But 2003, 2004, sort of around 2005, around those years, I was doing a lot of shingling back then.
How'd you get into that?
You know what? By accident, probably, or just, you know, you gotta pay the bills. So I'd gotten a business degree, jumped into business, was not loving it. So I quit my job without having the next thing to go to. And a buddy of mine was starting a roofing company. He said, "Hey, if you just need some work, come on out." So sure, why not? Jumped out there and tell you, the first few days, I was not a fan of heights. So it took me a little while to actually want to stick around more than just coming back the next day.
Yeah.
But no, it's good, man. I was grateful. It's been a great career in the industry.
Yeah. So that buddy of yours saying, "Hey, if you need to make some money," turned into you being a partner in this company. How many years after you were on that roof did you become a partner?
Well, I took a very non-traditional approach to my life. So I did a bunch of that roofing, figured, you know what, this is not the thing I want to do as a full career. So got out of that, did some real estate stuff, you know, did some flipping, actually went back to school, did an MBA. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I bought a denim line. I bought a blue jeans company. So that was about as random as it comes.
That's a first. I've never heard that before.
No, yes, I have no doubt. So, no, we manufactured in India. We sold kind of all over the place. Denim is tough, man. That's a hard industry, just as far as getting the science of getting the product built. But I'll tell you, I was fortunate to get out of that thing, sold it to a company in Germany, and then, you know, got back on track again with roofing. And that was in 2011. And so the last decade I've been in the thick of roofing.
All right. So tell me two things about this denim company. Cause I got to poke at this a little bit, Ben. and I'll ask both questions. You answer any way you want. I'll just ask them all at once. First question is, what is something that would surprise most people about the fashion industry that you learned? And the second is, what have you taken from that industry that's helped you grow Epic Roofing and Sumo Quote?
Yeah. So the first one there, what is something that would surprise people? Denim is the hardest fabric out there to work with, for sure. Hands down, right? It's not a t-shirt where it's small, medium, large, and you're done. Everybody complains about the fit of denim and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you cut and sew it, and then you launder it, and it all shrinks. And then people start wearing it all stretches. And so, and it's all, you know, size 31, size 32, size 33, just these subtle differences. So the difficulty of denim, I had no idea getting into it what I was in for with that. The mm-hmm. thing, the part that I fell in love with there that I've now been able to transition into roofing and into technology is that whole side of having a brand stand out in a crowded space, right? You take mm-hmm. a $2 t-shirt, you throw a logo on it, suddenly, magically, it's worth $50. And as contractors, that's what we all want to do. We know, we believe we're more valuable than the next guy because we'll actually stand by our warranty, we'll do quality craftsmanship for all of these reasons. We'll give them a better customer experience, but you got to try and prove that somehow up front before you're actually in the middle of it. People, homeowners can't really tell. How do they really tell you apart from all these competitors of yours, right? And so that's where this whole subtlety of marketing and branding and standing out in a different type of way comes in. And so we brought that into our roofing business and had a really powerful effect when we had that approach. Like it was, our closing rates increased dramatically, our revenues increased dramatically, our upsells increased dramatically. And so from there we thought, hey, we're onto something here, and we flipped that into some technology, and it's been going amazing.
Yeah. So for those that are not familiar with Sumo Quote, this started as kind of an in-house project at your roofing company, correct? To scratch your own itch. Is that what happened?
That was it. Yeah. We were in Alberta. As far as residential roofing contractors go, we had grown to be the largest. And so we had no interest in trying to compete on price. We wanted to compete on value. We were never going to be your low cost provider. But we knew we could give a better experience. We knew we could give a better production experience and post-production warranty and all that stuff. So we had to figure out a way to show and convince people of that in the sales process. And so we did it through creating these really polished professional sales presentations and making those really fast. And so think about, you know, you take all the stuff you know you should be showing the homeowner, you know, these brochure pages, photos of their house and inspection photos, you know, quote details and upsell options and you know, your a copy of reliability insurance and all these things. We basically, you know, you take all those things, you hand them to a professional graphic designer, and a week later they give you this beautiful looking quote, all put together like a story, and it just nails the homeowner between the eyes for what they want to see and hear, and you close that job. Sumo quotes that product that lets you do all of that stuff, but rather than it taking a week, you can literally crank it out in, you know, a matter of minutes once you kind of get things set up.
Yeah. So in our, you know, I was thinking about this of how, and I'm just, this is just full transparency. And if you've ever listened to the show before, I have ranted and ranted and ranted. And I actually built a company called the Contractor Sales Academy to prevent contractors from running around giving people estimates. Okay. And so, because I just firmly believe this is just, this is my worldview. And I'm going to get to the good part here in a minute. is I don't believe anyone, I'm not in the proposal writing business. I'm in the check cashing business. Okay. I want deposit checks. And as I knew this interview was coming up, I'm like, I'm looking at this at, and I'll be honest with you, at one point I'm going, well, why would I have somebody on with this company that's all about pumping out proposals, right? Like, I'm just, you know, being as honest as I can here.
Yep.
And then I, as I'm driving around over the weekend, I knew this was coming up, and I'm going, well, listen, this, sometimes there's a time and a place, even in our program, where people are writing stuff up, you know, and they've set the terms and the next steps of the sales process and all that other shit. So I don't want to act like there's never a time to do this, but I'm really going, how do these things marry? And they marry like this. We teach contractors just really stand apart when they're having a conversation with somebody. That pre-qualification, the way, you know, tactical empathy, listening, you know, all this other stuff that we teach guys to really connect with a human being. And then I'm looking at Sumo Quote, dude, and I'm like, you got the optics taken care of here, because there's so much happening in the subconscious, right? That's why we talk about building your brand a lot and not going on the cheap with it, not looking like you're a chuck in a truck, you know? And that's what I really actually love about what you have going with Sumo Quote is you are proving that value, that you give a shit more than the average guy before you even get the job, which is very similar to how kind of on the flip side of the coin of how we teach people to show their value and set themselves apart in that pre-qualification process through great communication and building that relationship. So I just want to give hats off, because many years ago, seems like 1,000 years ago, when I had one of my painting companies, there were all these like online quoting things that were coming out at the time, early 2000s and stuff. It seemed everybody was trying to build one. And I've been farting around looking at yours for a while, and you guys really have it going on. I know technology's changed over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, obviously a lot, but what you have going here really seems to streamline this whole thing and not make a guy a slave to sitting down banging out estimates.
Like, yeah, no,
it seems really, really quick. So hats off to you guys, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. I say all that to say great job.
So. No, I appreciate that. And I mean, hey, I agree, like, and I was looking forward to this conversation, because I'm, you know, I'm just like, Tom does a great job of this stuff, and he's going to get it, because this is what he trains people on. He trains people on, like you were saying, the empathy, the connection, the asking, you know, solid questions, the doing all this stuff. And all of that stuff is critically important, but you should have this consistent brand experience, right? So this whole idea of those things that you're talking about, you should find ways of trying to do that through a landing page to connect with the homeowner, and then your website, and then your vehicle. Don't have, right? Like, have your vehicle be professional and just like your salesperson, and then your quote. And if the customer finds that their brand experience is falling off a cliff at any point through there, they're going to start getting suspicious, right? Like, hey, things aren't passing the smell test here. Something's wrong. I might not get this phenomenal experience in production that they're promising me because I'm not seeing that the whole way through here. Their salesperson talks a great game, but we all know how easily we can be tricked by some slick talking salesperson. Like, we've got to create this and think about it from end to end. And so, yeah, I love that you mentioned, you know, the subconscious in there, right? One of the things in Sumo Quote we do is we make it so you can just drag and drop in a photo of the client's house, put it on your cover page. And so what are we really doing there? What we're trying to do is target their subconscious mind in our marketing. So now we're taking a place that they have Thanksgivings in, and they have Christmas in, and they brought their little puppy home too, and all of these happy memories of their house, we're putting it right on the front of our quote. And so we're starting to associate all of these emotions with our quote, and it feels like something's been crafted and put together just for our personal experience, as opposed to these other one-page, two-page quotes that are just line items and a price. Like, there's nothing emotional to connect with there whatsoever. And so all of the things that you're talking about on a sales side that you train people in and that make these exceptional sales experience, we do that visually on the quoting side, because the salesperson isn't always there 100% of the time when a contract's being signed, but your quote is, it's there 100% of, right? Like, and so you ensure the messaging, that professionalism, that experience is in front of them when they are going to be making that critical decision.
Yeah, well, what I like about it, you brought up the visual here several times, is it's been my experience through the years that the average consumer doesn't read the damn proposal. Like, and I know this because for a whole year, hundreds and hundreds of proposals that we have go out 1 year, this is a long time ago, I actually wrote in the middle of a sentence in, like, you know, down in the print, you know, the fine print.
Yeah.
I wrote, hey, if you read this and text me, I'll give you $100 cash. And nobody in a whole year ever texted to me. Cause I was like, it was my test to go. Cause if I'm reading that and I'm like, hell, I'll take $100. Right. So it's funny. So what I love about this is so many times we spend a lot of time pecking away at a keyboard with all these details of how amazing we are, right? And how amazing we're going to do your job, when you're going, well, how about we slide in a picture, you know?
Yeah.
How about we slide in, you know, a quick little video, you know, or something that is going to give, that's going to tell the story visually, because most people ain't going to read it anyway. So, and that again, is it's sending a message to the subconscious that you guys have your act together. You know,
it is.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you're nailing it, right? Like, people, they don't read that stuff. We've been so trained to consume content so quickly, and the internet has been adapted over the years here where, I mean, we just scroll and it's just what our eye catches, and it's small, subtle, fast, and visual, right? You know, they scientifically talk about visual content versus written content. And visual content. So I'm, you know, with roofing background, I could write in, I could even stand there and tell a homeowner, hey, you've got a dead spot behind your chimney up there, where your chimney goes between your first and the second story roofs. And they'd just be like, oh, okay, is that a problem? It's like, yes, that's a problem. Like, water's going to pool and collect there. It's a high risk for a leak, but don't worry, we'll build a cricket and we'll make sure that it's all corrected for you. You might as well be speaking French to them. Like, they will not understand or get that. But you show them a picture of that spot and you put a red circle around it, Mm-hmm. And then you show them the same picture and you just put a few lines in there for what a cricket will look like with some arrows of how water will be directed off there. They comprehend that. It's been proven they comprehend that up to 10 times faster and they retain it up to 10 times longer. So now they could actually describe that to their spouse later on that evening in whatever terms need to make sense. And the spouse is going to, you know, understand not quite as well. But again, if you've got this quote where you've dropped these pictures in there, the pictures, you know, share the story, they get it. And you're the trusted one that actually was able to explain it to them. And their confidence goes through the roof that you will be able to do the job well and make sure that their house stays safe.
There you go. I love it. So there's a feature on here that I wanted to pick your brain on, and I get all geeked out when I see dashboard analytics. Okay. Like, what do you got going on there with a sales dashboard or something? What information can a guy dig up?
Well, we're typically always looking at closing rates, right? We want to know what's our win-loss, you know, how much have we sold? Those are typically, you know, what's open in our pipeline? Those are typically those big things. So we've got all of that stuff included with it. The big one that I think is the most important, especially as we get busy, is having callback reminders, having a callback calendar in there. So you can set an alert on a project to say, hey, I just sent a quote over to this person, or I sat down with this person, but they said, yeah, follow up with me in a week. You can hit a button and set a reminder so that when that date comes around, you actually remember to follow up. Like the number of contractors out there that never follow up, they just email a quote and forget about it. It blows my mind how easy it is to increase your closing rates just by following up, because the homeowner likely has a question or two. And if you're the contractor that calls them and follows up and answers that question for them, now they have no questions and you're the contractor they're speaking with at that moment, they might as well just sign with you. It makes their life easy, right? They get on with things. So just that small thing of those reminders to follow up, you just see a natural increase of your closing rate from that small thing alone.
Yeah, that's... The whole lack of follow-up thing is crazy. And I can't tell you how many projects through the years I called just because I got just because I followed up. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, a lot of guys run out there, they just throw a bid on the table, they leave and they expect the people to remember them. They expect, and what contractors don't understand is that life happens, you know, like to the prospect, like, bids, they're ready to do the project, and then they got a, you know, somebody sick in the family, right? Or they go out of town for something, or, you know, they have, I don't know, there's a million different things that happen in our lives, and it's not that they're blowing you off, it's just they truly, like, forget, like, oh shit, yeah, we're gonna do that project. You know, I should probably get off my ass. And sometimes they need a little shove, you know, a little push in that direction to remind them. And if you're the one following back up, if you're the one getting back in touch, you know, then you're good to go. Let me ask you this. Do you have a, can you message people through it?
You know what? We've actually just launched something.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of different things. So the first thing, just Sumo Quote proper. It's you build these beautiful quotes or inspection reports or change orders or any of these things, right? So you can easily toggle pages on and off. So if you just want to do an inspection report, you don't want to do a quote, you just don't turn on the quote page and the authorization page and stuff like that. So with that, it just makes it crazy fast to spit out all of these things, and you've got pre-built templates and it's really easy. Okay. We are just launching something brand new tomorrow. It's been in beta, but we're just launching it live. But basically where you can have it either as an in-home presentation tool. So the customer's house is in there, their inspection photos are in there, you know, different videos you might want to watch or project galleries or all of these things. You've got this really impressive digital showroom that you can sit on your iPad or something and present to them. And then they can sign in on it and do all this stuff. We're going to launch a virtual version of it as well. So then it becomes a client portal where you can invite the homeowner into it. You can message back and forth with them. You can even have live video calls like Zoom, where it's full video, full audio, full screen sharing. So you've got this incredible communication center back and forth with them. So in that, for those add-ons, yes, that virtual space, it's not just the sending messages back and forth. You could actually have full video conferences going whenever you want. So now that's it cool. Stops you from driving across town at 6 o'clock at night, interrupting mm-hmm. their dinner and trying to catch them when they're home. And it's everybody is comfortable with Zoom now, and everybody would rather just do it in the middle of the day. And, you know, when the calendar is flexible, make it happen. So again, if you're the contractor, that makes it easy for them every step along and professional, and you stand out in these ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy the type of experience that you can create for people now very easily. And actually, I'll put it this way. As contractors, we've been late to the game in this stuff.
Very.
And so when we think about a customer experience, we compare ourselves to other contractors and we're like, well, we're better than these other guys. As opposed to customers compare us to Amazon and they compare us to their bank. And man, like, I got three little boys, six and under. My grocery store is giving me a better customer experience this day. I just order it online. I drive up to the store. They walk it out and drop it in my vehicle and I drive away. Like, I don't want to spend an hour with three screaming kids around a grocery store. It's so every other industry is moving this level of customer experience so quickly. And as contractors, it should be easy, but it, historically, it hasn't been easy to do that type of thing. And that's where SumoQuote is fitting in that space of helping contractors create this really phenomenal experience, but make it very, very easy for them to do as well.
So I know you've had, I know you got pretty damn impressive number of customers and users for, what did you launch this in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So just barely 2 years, if that even, right? And you're cranking along. I'm curious what's been, what's some of the resistance that you've had to work through in the industry in order to continue to grow this thing?
You know what? Honestly, the resistance is just, I guess, two. The one would be just getting people on a demo, because our rates of people starting to use SumoQuote once they have just a 30, maybe 40 minute demo with us are through the roof, because once they see how easy it is, they sign up, because it's like, well, yeah, not only is it, you know, five times faster than how I'm currently doing it, it looks 10 times more impressive. And like, so the resistance, once we get people in a demo, really isn't that high. Then it just becomes how powerful people want to make it. Because of course you could put zero effort into it and it's going to be better than what you've got, but it's not going to be as impressive as it could be. And so the contractors that spend a little bit of time just sort of setting it up for their company, we don't lose those guys. Like, those guys are with us for life, because it's so much stronger than everything else out there. So yeah, any resistance would just be jumping on a demo, trying, you know, finding the time to do that. And then once you're doing that, it's just, you know, setting up your account. And, you know, we complain, oh, we're so busy. But then if we actually prioritized this, you know, it saves people a ton of hours, you know, a week, let alone a month and year. And so it's just getting people to actually sit down and focus for a few hours and get it built out. And then they're off to the races.
Who's the ideal fit for this platform?
Yeah, the ideal fit, really anybody that is selling to a homeowner, could be a business owner, but where they need to stand out from the competition. If your bid is just about price, and so if you're a large commercial roofing contractor that's bidding to, you know, $100 million, billion-dollar general contractors doing freeways and whatever else, those types of contracts are, they're just about the bottom dollar. It's literally just, here's 180 pages, find the section that's relevant to you and give us a price that meets these specs. and then we'll tell you if you want it or not, right?
Yep.
So for anybody that needs to stand out and differentiate themselves, we're a fit for them. And so really we're sort of that. And so now again, I'll go the massive job, you know, bid. Those were not a fit for. And the bid where it's just a service call. Hey, you know, I showed up. You know, I just need to fix the furnace, change a filter. That's it. You're not going to get, you know, more than one bid or quote, or you're not going to talk to more than one person. It's just how fast can you possibly go? That's it. You know, typically the standing out presentation wise doesn't matter as much there. So the crazy massive and then the crazy small service, and but anything in between, I mean, we're kind of a fit for all of it.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking it's for some of those guys, some of those companies who are the nature of what they do, like a remodeler, you know, kitchen remodeler. That's a project that people kind of do some research on, you know, and they're digging around online and they're just asking more questions. They might be, and I don't even necessarily mean they're talking to that many other contractors, but they're kind of in that research phase where they want more info. They really, you know, like if you're familiar with the DISC profile, right? You know, the high C, they're super detail oriented. I could see this being an amazing tool for somebody who is that high C assessment, because you are really differentiating right out of the gate right there.
Anytime you're talking to the accountants and engineers out there, they love it. Like that, all those high C's for sure. Well, and I had a job, this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I gave it to a property manager. It was for a building about an hour and a half north of town from us. It was full roof, partial siding, partial metals from some damage caused by hail. And so I gave him this job or this bid, and it was $237,000. And I called this property manager a week later, said, "Hey, how do we look? Would love to work with you on this project. What are you guys thinking there?" And she said, "Well, our local guy here in our community, we work with him all the time. We love him. He gave us a quote at $207,000. So we were almost 15% higher." She said, "But I'd love to work with you guys on this. Feel free to tweak your pricing if you want. But either way, I'm going to push you guys to the board and the board will make the decision."
Nice.
I said, "Well, that's great, but I'm curious, you know, we're a bit higher. Why do you want to work with us on this one? And you're raving about this other guy. We've done one service call for you one time. You know, what's the deal?" And she said, "Oh man, I know it shouldn't matter, but holy smokes, that quote you gave me was just awesome. Like I had a question, I turned the page, there was the answer. I just know I put those two quotes in front of the board and they're going to be like, well, obviously we should use this company. It'll just make my life easier if I'm just pushing for you guys from the beginning."
Yeah. So you got a fan now going to bat for you.
Yeah.
You know, which is huge because you made that person's life easier. And you know, that's where so many of us, when we go wrong in sales, we make it about us and not about them.
Yeah. Donald Miller talks about some great things out there with story brand, talking about the hero of the story versus the guide. Ultimately, the homeowner wants to be the hero, wants to have the story about them. It's their house. They don't care about you and your business. They care about themselves. So again, that's why we put their house on the cover. That's why if you're walking around for a roofing job and they, you know, are raving about their prize rose bushes and how much they love them, and you're the only contractor that actually puts a picture of those rose bushes directly in your quote, and you mention how, hey, we're going to tarp these, we're going to double tarp them, we're going to water them every morning, we're going to kiss and hug them every night before we leave. Yep. Like you're the only one speaking to the thing that actually matters to them. Now you're the one that's going to win that job. And it's a small detail, but you know, to your point before, you asked questions or you were inquisitive enough to listen and learn, and you did a little thing that took you 10 seconds to do. And those are the things that ultimately make the difference at the end of the day.
You know, dude, I'm remembering a paint job I sold many years ago where I was, I don't know, twice everybody else's price. And I got the job because they had some tree that they had imported from somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is way long ago, so I didn't have like the picture of it or anything, but I made note of it and highlighted it in my proposal back at the time, how we were going to protect it. And you know, the steps we were going to take. We actually built, I had my guys did it. They built like this little framed up, tarp thing that they could kind of wrap around the tree each day and yeah. just take it down. Like my guys did a great job. I don't even know what they did totally, but that's what got us the job. Because, you know, when they're like, yeah, well, this tree's imported, you know, it's really important to us. You know, we spent a lot of money on it. I'm like, well, how much? And she was like, it's like a $30,000 tree or some shit. So I'm like, well, damn, I don't want to be replacing that thing. So that was the thing that got us the job. And I love, you know, I'm making an assumption here. Can I shoot a video and throw it into the quote?
You can put a link the quote. Right. And the other thing, yeah, so you could put a link, like we've got a client testimonial page that we use for our mm-hmm. company and photos of these happy customers and that little YouTube play button on the picture. Yep. And you click on it, we got a link embedded behind the photo and it just opens up in their browser and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm thinking, like for that bush or if there's something up on the roof or, you know, whatever, you could shoot a quick little video, upload it to Vimeo or YouTube and put the link in there now. And yeah. I can be like, hey, Ryan, I'm up here. This is what's going on with the chimney and we're going to address it this way and blah, blah, blah. So it's just, you're really with the times, right? Is you mentioned earlier, contractors are kind of behind the game here a little bit with technology, which yeah. I totally agree. I've been saying for years, like we can get a mortgage on our phone, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Why wouldn't contractors be able to do a lot more things that make it easy for people to buy from us? And you nailed it, man. You're like, we're being compared to our bank. We're being compared to Amazon. You know, and I think if the average consumer can have that sort of experience with you, with your contracting business, where it's just easy to communicate, it's easy to get an answer. It's just simple to, you're not left in the dark. All those things combined really make the case of why, you know, you're the guy to hire. It's, to me, it's a no-brainer, man. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had one of my sales guys, he called this homeowner to follow up with them, as you should do. Right. And the guy said, hey, I'm probably going to go with this other contractor, but, you know, feel free to come out and I'll sit down with you. And so he went out to the guy's place, sat down at the kitchen table with them. And it's one of these, you know, high C's, right? So he's got a folder. He's got, you know, five different quotes and this quote sitting on top that he was going to go with. And my sales guy's looking at this quote. And it was obviously built in Word or Excel or something, but it's just like text, 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 full of industry jargon. You know, but it was the lower price. And so my guy sits down, you know, gives the quote, walks him through it. And, you know, 10 minutes later, the guy's just like, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go with you guys on this. I mean, look at your quote. It's so much more detailed. Now, the interesting part is my guy's looking at the competitor's quote. He thinks the competitor's quote is more detailed, but it's so difficult for the homeowner to understand. They start hitting this jargon. And they just tune out. They're gone. They're not absorbing. They're not understanding it. So this quote that my guys put together, it's visual. It's simple to understand. It's got these key things in it. And it just conveys a level of trust and professionalism. Done. That deal is signed. And signed at more points than everybody else was bidding it at.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The optics really say a lot, you know, and, you know, the way we present ourselves, the brand, all these things combined tell a story. And, you know, when we can tell the right story that resonates with these prospects, trust goes up and so does our bank account. So, you know, it's really that simple, man. So, well, listen, I have one more question before we wrap up and we're going to throw links to all your stuff here in the show notes, guys, that are listening. I encourage you to go, do the demo, you know, and, you know, do a demo with Sumo Quote. I'm telling you right now, if you do a demo, you're probably going to buy it. Okay. So, and it's probably going to make you some more money, you know, so you want to go do a demo, So that being said, Ryan, you're also a partner in a multi-million dollar roofing company. And I'm curious, I would just love for you to maybe bring us home here with giving us, giving the listeners who really want to scale their business, maybe one or two crucial things that you think are really going to move the needle for somebody in 2021 here who want to scale their business.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the biggest one. We've kind of already touched on it some. The biggest one is going to be create this customer experience. And really that whole thing comes down to make it about the homeowner. What matters to the homeowner? And I know we've touched on that, but I just can't stress enough how much contractors focus on themselves. Their, when you look at your quote, it's probably all about you and all about your price for the most part, right? Like there's very little, if nothing, in there actually to resonate and connect with the homeowner. And it doesn't need to be difficult to do. So, and we can give you some great ideas of pages you can include and how those can be used to help you stand out and stuff like that. So, yeah, I keep tying it back. I know I mentioned Donald Miller and the company Story Brand before. He's got a book called Building a Story Brand. That is a great read, and making the homeowner the hero of the story and recognizing your role as the guide. That is, I would say, the biggest thing out there that's helped drive, yeah, our roofing company. This last year, we sold a little bit over 35 million in roofing sales. And so, you know, recognizing how critical the homeowner is to that. I mean, it's their money, you know, that's not ours, right? That's $35 million of other people's money. You know, it only becomes ours once we've done that work. So that's, yeah, that's been the key, I think, for us in being able to scale and grow.
Love it, man. Well, good stuff. Well, if somebody wants to check out and get a demo, what's the best way they can go about doing that, man?
Yep. Best way, hit sumoquote.com. We've got a free trial on there as well. So feel free just to sign up for a free trial. We'll certainly reach out to you, you know, once you've signed up, but grab that free trial. Once you've done that, book a time for a quick demo, and yeah, we'll make sure we give you as much information we can and make it as easy for you as possible if you want to get going with us.
Good stuff, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you hanging out with me here today. And I look forward to seeing you continue to grow and explode and help thousands and thousands of contractors sell more jobs and make more money, man.
Tom, I appreciate it. And Kate, congrats again on all your success. You're doing some amazing things in the industry out there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate y'all hanging here today with us on the Contractor Fight. I will catch you guys next time. I'm out.